6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. So I've been in freaking pain all week, and I don't know what the hell I did. I think I may have complained about it at one point that I slept on my, I woke up with neck pain or back pain or some shit, and I was going, oh, my back. But the fucking shit has not like gone away. Like, when is this going to stop? And I can't tell. It's one of these weirdo things. Back pain's weird. Kenny will tell you that it can be originating in a certain spot, but it like radiates to other parts like a nuclear bomb. So what I think is like a neck problem is also like a spot like in my lat, my latissimus dorsi. And I've been like stretching it, and it doesn't. That's a bad idea. So it's so bad that when I use the mouse and like rest my elbow on the armrest and lean on my arm a little, everything gets all fucked up. It's so ridiculous. I started using the mouse with my offhand, and it actually helped. Son of a bitch. Stevie says, go to the chiropractor. I think I would go to my regular doc before I would go to a chiropractor. I don't, you know, a lot of people say, oh, chiropractor, chiropractor. I'm like, yeah, I'm always worried about chiropractors. Now, if I ever get a chiropractor on this show to advertise, I'm not going to worry about a chiropractor anymore. I'm going to say how great they are, just so you know. By the way, look at Darla today. Look at how adorable she is. Bruce is too, but just that I'm just sitting here looking around at things, entertaining myself type of vibe. So sweet. She is on the mend, I think. She's after that horrible diarrhea rice incident. God damn. I got something I want to share that Linda sent along that, let's see, where was it? She sent me a link from somebody named Nicole Manette. I don't know who that is. She's got a few followers. She's got 22,000 people following her. She must be somebody. She wrote this. I've been waiting 29 years to tell this story about O.J. Simpson and his days at USC. Now that he's dead, may he burn in hell, I have a story that I signed a non-disclosure agreement for that is no longer valid. I was a junior at USC working in the Topping Student Center on campus in 1995. I was an administrative assistant to the president of student affairs that semester in the work-study program. In early 1995, Robert Shapiro and Robert Kardashian, both USC alumnus, or at least Robert Kardashian is a USC alumni, walked up to my desk and said they had an appointment with my boss. I was studying to be a criminal defense lawyer with a dual major in political science and international relations, so I knew who they were. The meeting lasted about 30 minutes. After they left, I looked at my boss like, what the fuck was that all about? He walked me outside, and we sat by the old sprawling big tree outside Topping, and my boss lit up a cigarette for the first time in years and told me I had to sign an NDA because I could confirm OJ's lawyers were there for a meeting. Then he told me what the meeting was about. Hang on, I gotta drink this. Before OJ could graduate from USC, the university had paid off two families of two blonde white chicks that he had dated and battered. They had both gone to the LAPD to report it. One claimed he also sexually assaulted her in their relationship. The school had a vested interest in OJ going far in football, and they protected him from those incidents at all costs. OJ had been in custody for 6 months, and lawyers were in the discovery process for the trial. The trial about Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. And OJ's friend Robert Kardashian, who knew OJ from also being a student at USC, thought it would be best if those stories never saw the light of day. So a large check was written, given to my boss, and they left. I'll never forget holding the check. Now, did you hear about this before now? Nope. That's how much power money enables. After he was acquitted, I changed my major to philosophy, psychology, double major. I understood that I could harm society more than not if I pursued law. This is also why I abhor the Kardashians. They're rich thugs, nothing more. Hashtag OJ is dead. So right away, what popped into my head was, you didn't have to sign the NDA, did you? I'm a little bit conflicted here. I actually tweeted, not trying to be a jerk, but why did you sign the NDA? I mean, if you knew the difference between right and wrong, as you indicated you did even back then, why the fuck didn't you say, or why the fuck didn't you, you should have avoided that. Said, well, no, I'm not going to sign that. Very strange to me. I wonder if she's replied. She said she had no choice but to. How? Or what? I wonder what that means. You have no choice. Well, yeah, you do. You have a choice. What are they going to do? Take you to jail? Arrest you because you told the truth? I'm curious to see her response. I've been put into that spot before where I had an obligation to do what was right. I think I did the right thing. What happened was when way back when when producer Joe was on the outs with his wife, Ashley, when the affair was uncovered. And see, because if you remember, Ashley told us that when she was dating Joe, Joe said that him and his wife were getting a divorce. That hadn't yet been addressed with Joe and his wife between them, according to Ashley. Well, so then when it all went down and it was finally uncovered, Joe's ex-wife, what was her name again? I forget. Nice lady. Ellen, she assaulted Joe or kicked him in the balls or something like that, and the cops showed up and they arrested her. That blew the lid off that story. So when all of that was going on, right at about the same time, somebody reaches out to me. Somebody from New Jersey, I forget her name, a lady who is a friend of another woman who had a relationship with Joe when he would visit there. And that person's name was Gina. I've talked about Gina before. Well, Joe was having a relationship with Gina and Ashley. And then after it started to pick up the pace with Ashley, he ghosted Gina. Well, she was very, very young and took that terribly. So much so that she tried to kill herself. So this friend of Gina's reaches out to me and says, hey, we're trying to find out who we can talk to. This is and gave me this background that I just gave you. And I was like, well, fuck, I wish I could help. I don't know what to do. I feel as helpless as you. This is just terrible. Well, the mother of Gina, who tried to commit suicide, was trying to reach out to people at Town Square Media about Joe. Now, Joe hadn't done anything criminal at this point with this Gina chick, but the family was very, very upset with the way the daughter had been treated. And so I strike up a relationship with the mom and I say, this is who you need to contact at GRD. Russ Hines, here's the list of all the bigwigs of people you can write to. I don't know how far this is going to get you, but, you know, good luck. Shortly after that, the girl recovers, Gina. We strike up a friendship. We still have friendship to this day. But nothing came of this. Joe obviously skated on that deal. And everything was fine for a little while. The rest is history. But Gina had said to me at one point that she indicated something about she had friends or family members who dealt with nefarious types, or they themselves did. You know, the mob. And they were planning on going to Grand Rapids to fuck up Joe. Or they had talked about it. They had to be talked out of it. Everybody was furious with Joe in New Jersey. Everybody in New Jersey was furious with Joe. So now I have this bit of information that someone may be planning on coming to Michigan to hurt Joe. And I'm like, well, I know this now. What the fuck am I going to do? Now, I don't know for sure if they're planning it, but it was stated. I'm like, oh, God. As much as I can't stand Joe, I might need to mention this. Because let's just say someone comes to Michigan and fucks Joe up, and I knew about it. I may be culpable to some degree for keeping that. And they find out that I knew. That's messy. So I leave a message. I go, I need to talk to you. He calls me back. I tip him off. I go, now I like this chick, but you did her dirty. And now there's a chance you might get fucked up. He goes and files a restraining order. Hang on a second. He goes and files a restraining order and delivers it to her. And my name's on it, that I was the one. And I'm like, oh, great. So I get a phone call and I explained exactly what I just explained to you. And because she's brilliant, she actually understood. My point in telling you all this is sometimes keeping the truth under wraps is not the right way to go. I knew that that was a wrong thing to do, to keep that quiet. And I still maintain that. I did the right thing. I could very easily have not said anything. And who knows what would have happened? I don't know what would have happened. Somebody may have taken it upon themselves to come here and fuck that guy up. And I didn't want that to happen, at least not then. Maybe now. Should have called him in the middle of the night with a paper towel tube from a payphone to warn him like Saul did. Oh. Anyway. I still think that chick should have said something. All right, there's a little inside baseball for you. Did any of you watch The Golden Bachelor? It's just like The Bachelor, but old people. Well, The Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, ended up getting married to Teresa Nist on that show. The Today Show has talked about what just happened to those two.
This is breaking news. The Golden Bachelor, the first couple from The Bachelor's latest franchise, have just announced they have split.
Okay. They're married. They're getting a divorce after 3 months. What the fuck is up with her face? And his face, too. She looks like his twin with a wig. What a couple of ugly, ugly people.
Seen that coming.
Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist's love story already comes to an end. Oh, the couple who fell in love last fall before tying the knot earlier this year announced this morning the news. Now a Golden Bachelorette is in the works.
Of course.
Oh, of course. We're hoping that she has better luck.
Oh, wow, that was fast. Let's show old people can be just as stupid.
Well.
Hell. Just goes to show old people can be just as stupid.
Old people can be just as stupid.
Well, you said it, Al. So poignant on the heels of a breakup. Thanks, Uncle Al. Next up, they'll feel better now.
That's awesome.
Nice
job. Shock jock Al Roker. Oh, that is special. Linda says she had a Joker mouth. That's great. Adam says, do these marriages from this franchise ever last? You know, I don't know. Patrick says, that woman doesn't even look real. Looks like an alien trying to disguise as a human. Yeah, there's something about Joker mouth. I know what you mean by that. Chris says, Al looks older than those people. Yeah, but he's not on the show. Al looks great. Don't you dare say anything bad about Al Roker, you fuck. Darla, still incredibly cute. Bruce, still incredibly handsome. All right. So in the northern portion of the Upper Peninsula, I mean, this is one of the most pristine spots in the entire country. And a copper mine has been given a massive amount of cash from the state to mine. I mean, a company that mines copper, they're going in there and taking out all the copper in the soil. There is a ton up there. This is a perfect example of why all these EV vehicles may not be so great for the environment. Because the idea here is reduce the emissions. So let's build countless batteries, which you need copper to build those batteries. Where do we get the copper? Let's go to Michigan. Now, this particular place is, look at this. Look at the photographs of this place. Absolutely pristine. This is in the area of what's known as the Porcupine Mountains. Absolutely beautiful. Now, this is an area that's been cleared. They cleared a large amount of the land and diverted tributaries that went into various other rivers. And they're mining it. And the plan is to dump the shit byproducts right into Lake Superior, effectively polluting the entire Great Lakes watershed. This is remarkable to me. We have a governor that is hell-bent on protecting the area between Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. There is a pipeline underneath the water that transports oil from Canada into Michigan. It's called Line 5. It's a big fucking pipeline. And they're like, this is terrible. If that thing breaks, you have no idea. It's going to cause so much heartache. Oh, my God. It's going to be terrible. We got to protect it. We got to do away with that. We got to do something. God knows what. The state of Michigan has approved this. They're saying, yep, go ahead. Do it. We approved a $50 million copper mine that is 100 feet from Lake Superior. They had to clear a section of the state park there. The forest that's part of that state park that they cleared, when I say cleared, they had to cut down all the trees, uproot them, move the soil, flatten it, get it ready for mining, is a 1 billion with a B, 1 billion year old forest. Now, they don't have 1 billion year old trees there. That doesn't exist. But that area, all it's done is been forest. My God. Now, the company said, well, that area is, it's like gold. 65 million pounds of metal, of copper, will be pulled from the ground in the 11 years that the mine is expected to be in operation. So what do? Copper mines are labeled as the most toxic to human health because they can release chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and lead. That has been identified as the top 10 chemicals of major public health concern. So they're going to use the dig up the shit, and then whatever is there, pitch it in the lake. All the byproducts. Why do they have to pitch it in the lake? Why can't you just get rid of it another way? I don't know. Take it to Ohio or something. Copper is essential, used for heat, electricity, and renewable energy mediums like solar and wind power. Okay, great. Also used to create the batteries, wiring, and charging stations for electric vehicles, which are becoming essential. I hope not. As the U.S. pushes for more EVs. And I'm telling you, this is yet another thing that people are going to say, God damn it. I would vote for Biden, but he's fucked up. I got to vote for Trump. Donald Trump is going to get in there and he's going to say, fuck this EV shit. Let's go back to the old fashioned way. God damn. The mine will be adjacent to the North Country Trail, which is the longest hiking trail in the country, which is drawn out across a 4,800-mile expanse from North Dakota to Vermont. North Country Trail goes all the way Son of a bitch. I don't know. At what cost? It's crazy to me that we have a Democratic governor who is hyper-focused on things like the environment and cooling the planet, typical Democratic talking points. But when it comes down to it, something like this, I mean, follow the money. What's going on here? The current climate is trying to make me vote for Trump. They're trying. I'm not going to, but they're trying.
From dreamer to doer, it's about
Don
finding
says
the
every
right
politician
path,
is
right
bought and paid for. Follow
you.
The money.
At
for
Indiana Wesleyan
I think I'm
University,
playing two things at
we
once.
Help dreamers.
Playing two things at once is not a good thing. I wonder how long that was going for. It couldn't have been that long, right? It's embarrassing. What was it that was playing? Was it me? Was it a wormhole? Kenny says, audio alert. All right.
Be the first.
Here's the latest. I got a story here. Do you remember the one where the kid was went into school with a gun? And the teachers had an idea, or somebody had an idea that the kid had a gun in the school, and like for some reason nobody did anything. This isn't like the Oxford shooter. This was the teacher that the 5 or 6 year old pulled out a gun and aimed it at the teacher, and she put her hand up, and the kid shot, and the bullet went through her hand and into her shoulder, and then she was able to get the gun away from the kid, and that was it. And she's badly fucked up, but she survived. It didn't hit any vital organs or anything. Sued the school. Well, now the vice principal of this school, they're saying she had a lot to do with it, because someone approached the vice principal and said, "We have reason to believe that this little fucker has a gun," because the kid told another student. The student told like the lunch lady. The lunch lady then went and told somebody else, and the vice principal is alerted, and the vice principal doesn't do anything. That vice principal, because of that inaction, is being charged with child abuse. Now, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, why do you have to go and report it? Why don't you, let's say I'm the lunch dad, and I find out that a kid has a gun. What I'm going to do, and a 5-year-old, you know, first thing I'm going to do is go up to that kid. I'm not going to waste any time reporting that shit. I'm going to take care of it myself. You know, this is that whole Mike McQuarrie, Jerry Sandusky, Joe Paterno thing. Call the fucking cops. Intervene. Stop the rape. So I don't understand that one. But anyway, this vice principal, she's in deep shit now. She's been charged with child abuse. Rightfully so, but I still have a lot of questions about this whole incident.
First case of its kind in the country. According to court documents, a special grand jury in Newport News, Virginia, has indicted Dr. Ebony Parker, the former assistant principal at Richneck Elementary School, on 8 counts of felony child abuse. The charges stemming from the 2023 school shooting involving a 6-year-old boy.
Maybe they'll explain it, but why is she charged with child abuse? Shouldn't she be charged with, I don't know, for her inaction causing the harm of the teacher? How is this child abuse?
Who opened fire on his teacher, Abigail Zwirner. Savannah interviewed Zwirner last year.
We'll never forget the look on his face that he gave me while he pointed the gun directly at me. That's something that I will never forget. It's changed me. It's changed my life.
In a $40 million civil lawsuit, Zwirner alleges that on the day of the shooting, Parker was warned at least 3 times that the child had a gun. And while the child's backpack was searched and no weapon found, Zwirner's lawyers allege Parker ignored the warnings.
A student out in the playground saw the boy take the gun out of his pocket. That student went to a teacher and said, I saw him with a gun. That teacher ran down to the assistant principal's office and said, I now have a student who has seen the gun. And that teacher requested permission to search his person.
Yeah, that, all of that, instead of going to the kid, she goes to the vice principal. I'm not saying she should be held accountable too. So why do people operate that way? Time is not on your side in that case. In the time that it takes you to run to the vice principal and say anything to her, there could be a whole fucking yard of kids dead.
And the assistant principal said, no.
What should Dr. Parker have done?
She should have called the police after multiple warnings that a child may have a gun.
NBC News' attempts to reach Dr. Parker and the school for comment were unsuccessful. Experts say this indictment is not only unprecedented, but represents a potential change in who can be held legally responsible in school shootings.
Cases like these are about sending a very clear message that school shootings are so horrible, we're willing to depart from the traditional rules and hold people responsible that really historically have not been held responsible before.
How do you even make sense of something like this?
You can't. You can't. I, you know, I'm not sure when the shock will ever go away because of just how surreal it was.
I mean, Aaron,
they haven't talked about it. Maybe we talked about it before, but how did that little fucker get that gun?
Is there a chance beyond this that some others could also be charged?
But does anybody on the Today Show not have a raspy voice?
At some point?
You know,
everybody's like, also like Kelly G's.
Cricket is possible. Just last year, the prosecutors launched a grand jury to look into that very question, whether any, quote, acts or omissions by school officials warrant possible criminal charges. It's also worth noting that the six-year-old boy's mother is now serving a two-year sentence on state felony child neglect charge.
Nice.
And the boy is currently being cared for by his great-grandfather. The great-grandfather telling...
Oh, you know it's bad. You know if you're with a fucked-up family when your mom's in jail, grandma's a piece of shit, they got to go to the great-grandparent.
Our affiliate that he has switched schools, that his grades have improved, and that the little boy understands that this was a terrible, terrible mistake.
All right. Aaron McLaughlin. Oh,
God damn. Yeah, I mean, if a kid that young shoots somebody, I mean, you can't really, is that something you would, you can't charge the kid, can you? I mean, I don't think they, I don't think they did. Getting a lot of comments about Darla here. Laying 100% on top of O'Neill. That's a regular thing there. And O'Neill with a look on his face like, you've got to be kidding me. All right. So that's just crazy. I still don't understand... eight counts of child abuse. I mean, wouldn't a child have to be harmed? And I don't think any children were harmed, right? So it isn't really clear. They don't do a great job of explaining what exactly is going on there. More talking about chiropractors earlier. More women are accusing the Christian chiropractor of sexually assaulting them during appointments. That's right. This is what the Christian chiropractor looks like. In jail orange. He's been accused of terrible things. Chris says, go full screen so we can see Darla, please. All right, that's as good as I can do right there. I guess I had it on the small screen. Now that it's full screen, it should be perfect for your viewing enjoyment. The Christian chiropractor is in deep shit. Avon, Indiana. More criminal charges have been filed against Rock Bird, 61, of Danville, Indiana. He presented himself as the Christian chiropractor in order to make his female victims feel more comfortable and at ease before he would sexually assault them. He was charged Tuesday of this week with four new counts of sexual battery, a level 6 felony, along with a misdemeanor count of battery. These are but the latest charges filed against Bird as more of the chiropractor's victims continue to come forward. In September, he was arrested and charged with rape. The crime occurred in November 2022 with Bird accused of, this is going to sound terrible, so I'm just letting you know, this is from the indictment. He was working on the patient, and according to this, one of his fingers, well, this isn't written this way, but I'll just say it vanished. It disappeared from plain view. Quote, "I thought that was what you wanted," he reportedly told the shocked victim. I mean, if you're in that spot, unless if the patient says, "Hey, would you mind putting your finger inside of me?" There's no way you can just stick your finger inside of someone. After his arrest, more former patients came forward and accused Bird of touching them inappropriately during appointments. Victims said Bird would pull their pants down without permission and touch them inappropriately. This is like Larry Nassar. He also reportedly would press his genitals up against them. "It was so gradual. I feel so stupid now," one victim said. Bird was charged in October for those crimes, but that was not the end of his victims bringing his predatory. This is why when you see somebody in the news, they say, if anybody's had a bad experience, please come forward, because then they can get more on the caseload. That's been happening with this asshole, Rock Bird. More women came forward after seeing media reports about him. It's crazy, though, that you would have there and now 8 former patients that have accused this guy of sexually assaulting them at Cornerstone Chiropractic in Avon, the Christian chiropractor. Bummer for Cornerstone University. They're going to, which is nearby here, they're going to have to put out a statement that says we are not affiliated with the Christian chiropractor. Isn't it nuts, though, that you can have one person goes to the police and the story starts to get around and then everybody comes out of the woodwork? All those people wouldn't come out and say anything before. I can't wrap my brain around it, but that is more often than not the case. Women get sexually assaulted. Hell, even guys. And they choose not to say anything. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. If I am at the doctor's and all of a sudden there's a finger up my asshole and it's not supposed to be there, I am not just going to say, "Wow, I'm glad that's over," and leave. Okay? I will say, though, that the last time that I saw Byers, or the last time he had to put his finger up my butthole to check my prostate, I swear to God, I thought the tip of his fingers was going to fly out of my dick. That's how far up he was my asshole. And I'm like, "Oh!" Now, I might have been sexually assaulted there. I don't know. I doubt it. But if I was, I wouldn't say anything probably, because I did that before when I got molested at summer camp. It was years before I said anything. God damn. I think I need to press charges. Court documents reveal that these victims told investigators that they grappled for long periods of time over Bird's violation of their bodies, unable to fully comprehend what he'd done to them. Some of the women said they trusted Bird due to him presenting himself as a Christian chiropractor who even prayed with patients before sessions. Yeah, you okay? Don't trust him. If somebody says they're a Christian, they're not. If someone has to tell you that, they're not. Don't believe them. Yeah, we're Christian. That means nothing to me. That means you're a psychopath. Fuck you. Don't believe that shit. According to court documents, Byrd assaulted some of his victims after learning that police were looking into him. He still kept doing it. A trial was originally scheduled for April 2nd, but has since been canceled. A new date hasn't yet been scheduled. I can't wait to hear an update on the Christian chiropractor. What an asshole. My God. Kenny writes, I have a female chiropractor, and if she went from A to Z, I'm not sure I'd complain. You know? That's a good point. Because then Amy goes, Kenny. And he goes, I'm just kidding. I'm with you. If I was like single, like you are, and the chiropractor decided, here, let me crack your neck and then put my mouth on your ding dong. There is no way that I am going to complain to the police. I am going to say, can I make another appointment on the way out? Or can I have two appointments now? That's what I'm going to do. So don't lie to me and say you're kidding. There's no kidding there. That's why boys are so much different than girls. I don't think there's a woman in the world who can molest me. It's impossible. But boy, it's going to be a letdown for them. Because they're thinking, oh, I'm so hot. I'm going to get a mouthful of goo and then nothing flies out of me. They're like, what? Was that not good? And I'm like, yeah. Well, no, it's just that I'm busted. No kidding. You're not kidding around. Come on now. You don't do that to women. You do that to boys. Girls, that is. Girls can do it to boys. Well, I should say girls can do it to me and Kenny. Kenny and I. All right. This whole thing is stupid. Fuck this shit. All right. I'll talk to you later on, folks. Thanks for being here as always. Big Fraud Saturday happens. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., Big Fraud time. Till then, for Bruce, O'Neill, and Darla, thank you for being here. Bye-bye. Pizza! Straightened out. Welcome in. Welcome into the Patreon bonus podcast. I was just invited to an event that is going to make me very uncomfortable. I take it back. It's only going to make me uncomfortable if I let it make me uncomfortable. If I go into this with an attitude that this is going to be awesome, I will be okay. Sometimes I'm just a little bit off when it comes to social activities, socializing. I want you to know that if we ever see each other out in the wild, I'm acting. I'm 1,000,000% uncomfortable. You know, some of you who are introverts like I am don't know how to fake it. And then what you do is you go, I can't talk to people. I'm a quiet asshole and a fucking loser. Not me. No. You gotta sell that shit. It's not my fault that I was blessed with such good looks that makes me money. But I want you to know that I'm uncomfortable. So I got invited to a bachelor party for Ben Glaze. So it's going to be Ben and the people that are putting the party on, the best man or whatever the fuck, I don't know. Sorry, I just got distracted. Anyway, I'll get to what I saw in a second. Anyway, what I was saying. So, like, I got a group text message. It says, hello, I'm so-and-so. We're planning a big event on this upcoming date. We're going to do golf, and we're going to hang out, and then we're going to go bar hopping. Dinner, golf, bar hopping. And I'm like, oh, God, that's fucking horrible. But, you know, opportunity knocks here. There's going to be a lot of great moments during that day. Ben's going to be blackout drunk, you know? And then I noticed that one of the people that invited responded and said like this, I'll be there. I'll be there. It's going to be a great time. That's right. Bill Simonson.
Moneyline Monday. From that carnival ride up, I think, was in Traverse City?
Let's sit back and enjoy this first.
That looked like it was in it's full of people, and it looked like it was going to tip over, and everybody rushed to help balance the thing. I was reading from the Eric Zane Show podcast, and they had the video.
They,
and his quote was, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers, dirt people rush to
he can't even get it out. It's dirt people.
Oh, Zane, every time Eric Zane, it seems like he's going to settle down and just be a good guy. He completely alienates.
You're goddamn right.
Half his audience.
More than half.
It's amazing. On a serious note, how about the people came and balanced that? Now, I'm not going to jump on these rides at all. You know what I love about carnivals? They're food.
Yeah, nice
I'm
tangent.
Not lying.
Nice tangent.
Food and cold beer or cold beverages. But if you're the Eric Zane Show podcast, you can't put as a headline over the video, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help. Oh, gosh.
You can actually hear his fat moving.
I'm not going to stereotype carnies, okay? I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
I applaud the people who just all rush there to balance it, to stop the damn ride and let the people get off before there is tragedy.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Mm-hmm. And the reason we can laugh is that there was no tragedy.
Okay.
And I think Eric should retract his paragraph above the video, poverty carny ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers, dirt people rush to hell. 24/7. The podcast are free at the
All
huge.
Right. By the way, when I dropped that headline, holy fuck, did that go around the world five times? I got so much shit from that. You gotta take that down. You gotta take that down. I'm like, fuck you. It's a joke, god damn it. Lighten up. Everybody was such a pussy about that. So stupid. Shut the fuck up. It was hilarious. God damn it. Well, anyway, Bill's going to be there. Simonson is going to be there. And I go, oh, God. Well, now. All right. Now we're talking. So then I responded in my own. After I said, I will be there. Eric Zane will be there. You have to put me in the foursome with Bill Simonson. Oh, now we're talking. I golf once every 5 years. My God. Hello, Pooh Bear. Are you leaving me?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you around 8.
See you around 8.
You don't have to work today.
Nope. Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye. She works as hard as I do. Worked a full day. Taking care of young people in our schools. Comes home, little brain break. Hugs a puppy. And then she's gone. I actually have no extracurricular activity going on this evening. Which is rare. I want you all to give me like 2 seconds to open up this window right here. It's a little crispy, a little warm, you know? It's getting to that point. Just enjoy our friend Darla there. I got to remember to keep the swearing down. My sweet neighbors, I don't want to piss them off. So if I suddenly start to swear, I gotta dial it. I can't be talking at this level if I'm swearing. I should just generally, as a rule, lower the volume, you know? It's just a little, as I get older, maybe I should decrease the intensity. Hang on, I gotta drink this. I'm late today, later than normal, because it was take the NFK to the doctor day. I don't really have anything adventurous to report. The liver specialist is quite pleased. The question was asked, okay, any drinking? No. How long since your last drink? And I said, because sometimes I answer because he doesn't know. I go, well, when was the first visit with Dr. Bartnick? That's the liver doctor. We're talking to the PA here, who was as cute as a button. Oh, my God. Anyway, little young, though. I think she was probably about 35. Much too young for your old pal, Easy. And I go, well, what was the very first visit here? Because Dr. Bartnick said, you must stop drinking. And it was that day. She goes, oh, my God. I go, yeah, it was like a light switch. She goes, that's really great. So October of 2022, something like that. So nothing major to report on the health thing. But before that, I walked downstairs and I finished up the free podcast, and then I gave him the update at some point this morning. I don't remember when I did. It doesn't matter. I walked down there, and I gave him the update about when we're going to leave. Now, we have to be there at 1. And I said to this is when we're getting ready to go. Wait a minute. No, I'm giving him the update. I'm explaining to him what the plan is, that we will be leaving at about 12:20, 12:25, something like that. So I come downstairs and I'm going to tell him that. And I go, hey, Kevy, we're going to leave at about 12:25 to be there at 1. But it doesn't, it's not that routine, because his brain works in a way that when he starts to hear you talk, his immediate first reaction, rather than just hear the words, process them, and continue on, is go, ah! About one third of the way into the sentence that you're saying. Hey, Kevy, I'm guessing we'll be leaving around, and then when you get about that far, he'll go, ah! And it's so goddamn annoying. And I normally don't do this, but this was my face. Way annoyed. And I paused and I looked at him like, I'm going to stomp in your fucking throat. And I go, I was saying, which is passive aggressive for, let me finish, fuckface, that we'll leave at 12:25. God damn, I hate it when he does. He does it all the goddamn time. You could say to him, hey, Kevy, how's it going? And when you get done, when you just before you're about to say, how's it going? He's going to go, ah! I want to beat his ass. So we get there. And he has a tendency to get annoyed quickly with these people. And we haven't done this yet. No, I take it back. There was one time in going to a doctor that he started to get snippy with somebody. And I go, excuse me, just a quick second. I didn't tell the guy to leave the room. I just said, just hold on a quick second. And I look at him and I go, okay, we're just answering questions here. Just answer these people. They're just doing their job. Just answer the questions as best as you can. You're either going to say yes, no, or I don't know. That's what you answer. You don't lose your mind. You don't wave your hands. You don't flap your arms. You don't get agitated. Just answer their questions. They're trying to help you. Okay. So I could sense he was starting to get fucking pissed off. He takes his arm out of his sleeve because he's got a sweatshirt on to get blood pressure. It's a little high, the blood pressure. So they're going to test it again at the end of the visit. And they did, and it was down. It was just whatever. Still up from the walk over, who knows? But she goes, okay, let me do your blood pressure on the other arm. So he has to put the one arm back in the sleeve and pull the other one out. And that was like asking him to go run a marathon, the reaction. And at that point, I just want an open hand, just bam, you know. He gets the arm out. Now, I didn't expect this to happen, and I shouldn't have done this. But so he's got the blood pressure cuff on his right arm, and I notice on his left hand, on the base of his palm, he's got a wart. And my mistake was asking about it while the blood pressure test was going on. Because as the blood pressure test is going on, you're supposed to remain quiet and you're not supposed to move. So forgetting that part of it, I go, hey, you got a wart there. We'll have to take care of that. Now, a normal person would just go, okay, cool. That's not what happened here. He goes, it's just a piece of blood. A piece of blood. It's just a piece of blood. And I just go. And he puts his palm up to his goddamn teeth and starts acting like he's biting it. And I'm mortified. This all happens very quickly. He goes, and I was. He bites off the wart. That's why there's a spot of dried blood on it, because he bites off the goddamn wart. He goes, and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. What have we done here? What a majestic moment this must be for our sweet nurse here. I was like, ah, serves me right. Don't talk to him. Don't fucking talk to him. You idiot, Eric. So he's doing the whole thing. Sorry, my shoulder's bugging me. That's why I'm doing this. And then it throws off the blood pressure reading. She goes, yeah. She goes, oh, sir, don't move. Don't talk. That's probably going to wreck our test. And he gets pissed at her. He's like, starts doing all this shit. And I'm like, God damn it, dude. What the fuck? It puts a chain reaction, a thing of event. All these different events taking place now, like dominoes falling, because I made one comment. I go, oh, there's a wart there. I can take care of that. We get home. Because I got like that freeze compound W shit. That's all I'm talking about. Question. Megan asked, does he eat the wart? You know, I don't know. Again, this, I was as shocked as you were when I explained it to you. I just go, and he actually starts pantomiming what he does. God damn it. So then the nurse announces she needs to do another blood pressure. And it's like, he's so pissed now. He's like, God damn it. And she wants to go to the other arm now. So that's like, oh, so bad. He's so goddamn... Ooh, I just spit bad. He's so goddamn pissed off. And I'm like, just shut the fuck up and sit there. No more talking at this point. I'm just like, enough. We got out of there, thank God. You know, it's my own damn fault because... usually there's silence between us. There's not a lot of conversations. And this solidifies it. Just no. Not in if we're alone in the house, maybe, but not out in the wild. Fuck that shit. She did say she asked, is there any confusion? And do you have a lot of repeat questions for people? And do you find yourself not remembering things? Because that sometimes goes hand in hand with liver disease. And he goes, nope. But I'm thinking, And I go, no, I don't say anything right there. I go, how does liver disease, because he has liver disease, how does that affect your brain? She goes, well, when toxins build up, basically, I'm paraphrasing, you're fucked up. And that's when stupid shit starts happening. I'm like, well, goddamn, he asks the same goddamn questions all day. You know? Got a Griffins game today? Yep. Do you? Yep. Hour later. Got a Griffins game today? Yep. Do you? Yep. I'm in my suit and tie getting ready to leave. Got a Griffins game today? Yep. Do you? Yep. So, I don't know. But they indicated that he's doing very well. As well as, he gave himself cirrhosis. But it doesn't, he appears to have stopped it in his tracks. So that's good. More family issues. Oh, I think I might have dodged a bullet here. I had to inform my beloved Madison that her vehicle is going to be repaired on Wednesday. Some jackass in the parking lot at Hope smashed into her, destroyed the back bumper. So that's going to be repaired Wednesday. Today is Monday. All we have to do, she has to drop the car off, or I have to get the car and take it to the fucking place. That's it. So all she has to do is drop it off here. I'll give her my truck. And then that's it. There's nothing. It's 15 miles. Maybe. From where she is to where I'm at. College to this house. Not far. I'll need you to bring your car here sometime between today, Monday, and Wednesday. That's when I drop it off to get repaired. This is what I get. That is going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible. I have things happening all today. I work tomorrow, and I leave for Chicago Wednesday. I wish I had more of a warning.
More of a warning? What?
So then I go, all right, I'm going to offer this. And if this doesn't work, well, then this is just a bad deal. I wrote, I can pick your car up if you want to. I'll just drop off the truck and take the car. Will that work? Now, if she had started giving me static about that, I was just going to pocket the $1,900 that the lady who hit her car gave us through her insurance company to get the thing fixed and just go on a vacation or something. Because at that stage of the game, it's like, what the fuck do I have to do to make people happy around here? But she wrote, that's fine. I just may not be home. I will be home today from 6 to 7:30 and tomorrow between 1:30 and 3:30. Okay. All right. My God. Kenny says she can figure it out herself then. Damn. You're goddamn right, Kenny. Jesus. Wouldn't that be something? Megan says concierge service. Let's watch this from the MMA fight over the weekend. Saturday night was, what is it called again? It's not called MMA. UFC. UFC 300. So this is the biggest pay-per-view ever. Like, I was talking with Dougie over at Bosco's, and he said this card is unbelievable. Now, I don't know shit about MMA or UFC or whatever the fuck, but he's really excited about it. He goes, no, seriously, like, this is the biggest card ever. Some guy from Grand Rapids is fighting in a championship fight. I don't know if he won or lost. Doesn't matter. This isn't about him. This is about, in this particular fight, some guy named Max Holloway is fighting his opponent. I don't know who the fuck it is. And there's 1 second left in the match. And then with 1 second, this Max Holloway, I think Max Holloway said, all right, let's go to the center ring and really kind of punch it out. And so the opponent, I can't say his name. I don't know. I don't fucking care. They just start beating the shit out of each other. And Holloway throws a right with 1 second left, and it hits the guy in the head, and it knocks him out. And so he wins the fight with 1 second left. Kevin Kuiper says Grand Rapids guy lost. Jamal Hill, is that it? Jamal Green, Jamal something? I don't know. I'll have to take your word for it. This is the Holloway fight with time winding down, 11 seconds left. This is cool because of the reaction and just the chaos here. 25, Holloway. Look at, he's saying, come on out to the center. He like escorts him out. Come on out here and we're going to settle this like men. That is cool.
25, Holloway shows some mortality. Look at this.
These guys are little fuckers. They're really fast.
Face first on the canvas. Holloway wins the BMF title.
Oh my goodness. Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
They're gonna show a replay of this. Pretty. He really rung his bell.
Salute stunner at UFC 300.
Did you see the snot and blood go flying off of his fucking face?
Watch this.
Clean as.
Look at all that debris flying off.
Can be. And the accumulation of damage was too much for Gaethje to take. Holy smoke.
And this was a fight where everybody thought that Max was going to be outgunned.
He was not outgunned.
Oh my God.
All night long.
Look at this right hand that ends it. Right here.
Wow.
And what a result. What a result. Unbelievable.
And on the biggest night of the year.
Look at the clock. I mean, these guys are winging. Two. Boom!
Oh, no.
I want to press charges because I paid
25.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Somebody to stay here. That's your problem, bro.
Sorry, ma'am. When an entitled squatter meets a no-nonsense cop.
I've been here more than 30 days. Put in the...
What is this? I kind of want to see this. Well, that was spectacular. Yeah, Jamal Hill. Ryan describes when guy got hit in the head, computer going into restart mode, critical failure. I have never been hit in the head so hard that I've lost consciousness. That sounds horrible. Hold on. Darla? Hey, you okay? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, she's looking at me like she's going to take a crap. Yeah. Okay. That's it. That, like knockout in the UFC fight. That's it. We can't have that. Thanks for the patience today with the Act 1, Act 2, short podcast. It's all screwed up. Appreciate you. Talk to you later on. Till next time. Bye-bye. Wow, that's weird. It was all a wormhole through all that. That was fucked up. You're like, what happened? Linda says, I texted him asking if he was fucking with us. Now I'm worried. I thought I put a message in the chat, but literally what had started when I started the show on time again, Darla immediately starts freaking out. She wants to go outside. She's gotten in this habit lately of, I mean, she's really been telling me when she has to go. So I'm like, well, I go, all right, well, I'm going to let you out. So I went over there and I had to let her out. And I actually went onto my own stream and I don't know if it went through. And I wrote, hey, I'm running late. But what I didn't realize is that I had set it up so that it was in wormhole mode. That's fucking terrible. I feel so bad. Patrick says, I've never heard anyone ever do this before except Zane. Yeah, this is different than the original wormhole, but still the same concept. I posted to Patreon recently an entire supercut, like 2 hours of wormholes that happened on the radio. It was quite fun. I need to get into a comfortable position. Excuse me, O'Neill. Because my neck is starting to be a problem. Ugh. I'm beginning to think that the position that I'm in for the amount of time during the day is causing some of my issues here with this neck and then the pain in the shoulder because... it doesn't appear to be diminishing. Take it back. It's somewhat better. But again, this originates in the neck. And if I put my neck at a certain fucking position, it is it's really bad. So sorry about that. Sorry about that. Chris says something known as tech neck. Wow. Yeah, and when Darla, when she starts to... Hold on a second. I got to make sure she's not doing something she's not supposed to. Okay. You all right? She started to like, hey, let me out. And I was like... Well, what do I do? Do I pull a Stu Do I pull a Stu McAllister and just scream at her? I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. Well, the extent of it would be like, no, no, stop. Uh-oh. Yeah, she's wound up. There's something going on with her. Now she's staring at me right now. She's going to start freaking out. She's doing it right now. She does not want me to do my job. I think I got to do the deal where I hold her, you know, and I got to do like a Pat McAfee show.
Come here, honey. Come here. Come on.
Oh. Oh. This is not easy.
So, if you're just listening to the audio podcast, you do not see what's going on here. But she's okay if we can do this for a little bit. Sometimes she just needs this type of, like, attention. And then she calms down. This dog, when she gets fussy, when she's tired, this is the only thing that'll calm her down. Now, if this was Stu McAllister's dog, He'd beat it. He would beat the dog. Okay? But, you know, you can't do that. You gotta only love. And she's just the most precious dog. So, this is a rare look of me being sweet. Because I love her. I love her forever. Okay, we're gonna go sit down now, honey. God, I'm getting too old for this shit. Oh, my God. Look at, see, now she's cool. That's all you got to do. Just got to love her up. She's good to go. Chris says, yep, that's where my neck issues came from, sitting in front of my computer all day. Oh, shit. Get a movable mic arm. So you relax, man. Well, my mic moves all the time. I don't think the problem is that. But then again, I'm just assuming that that's my problem. I don't know that for sure. Got to get a Cairo on the podcast so you can go for free, Chris says. Yeah, I don't know if that's the answer either. Everybody here is a doctor, including me. None of us has any idea what the hell we're talking about. Okay? This is dumber than going to WebMD to figure out what's wrong. I don't even know that it's a pinched nerve. It could be a soft tissue cell sarcoma. It could be cancer. Sir, you have cancer. How do you want to treat that? Oh, I need a movable mic arm. What do you want me to do? Do the show like this? Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'll just bend my head down and do it like this. Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm trying to suck my own dick. I wanted to subdue myself when I said that because the window's open. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for my weight that I like to lift. Maybe this cup will work. Kenny writes, that's why the chiropractor has a test included in your first visit to show you what's happening. What? Are you suggesting that, first of all, well, of course, I mean, I would say that anybody in any medical profession would start by trying to find out what's wrong. Are you suggesting that that's some like new technique in the medical world? Find out what's wrong. I love the Kenny one size fits all mentality for what's going on with me and what's going on with him. I'm going to guess that there might be some variance in the medical treatment between you and I.
Not often do I sit in front of my doctor and he says, all right, I'm going to help you make it so that you don't waddle when you walk. And that's never happened to me. Anyway, it'll get better. It just takes time. It's a nerve issue, no doubt. Don't know for sure. But it's okay. It's okay. We're going to figure it out over time, slowly but surely. I appreciate all of your... No, actually, I don't. I do not appreciate all of these nutty things that you're suggesting it might be. By the way, though, how right was I about Darla? Here she was screaming at me, and then look at her. I just give her a little sugar, and now she's crashed out. I am the man. Tech neck. Like we know. If it's tech neck, then that means that me just looking, using my neck every day, because I'm doing the same thing now as I've done for 54 years. You know, using my neck. You're all dumb, all right? Dumb suggestions. And it's always a dude suggesting it. It's never a chick. Chicks are so much better than guys, seriously. That's why I'm glad I'm mostly chick. All right. The hockey game will be on tonight at Bosco's Pub. The country of China is pissed off because the Beijing half marathon went down. And a Chinese guy won it. These two dudes from somewhere in Africa were going to win it. And they let up because they wanted the Chinese guy to win on his home turf. Now, in China, that's probably enough to get you killed if you don't win it outright. But these two here, these two dudes here, combined weight of like 86 pounds. God, they just look so fast. These are people who will run a half marathon at about 450 a mile every mile. They eased up to let this guy win the damn thing. How about this guy over here? He's like, ah, yeah, I suck. I have no chance. This dude thinks he's got a shot. How about the body of a runner, though? This dude that eventually won it, he looks a little too bulky to be a solid runner. And this dude's just doughy as shit. I think he just snuck in at the last minute. He's just fucking around. These two, who look like they're on a hunger strike, are just fucking incredible. That's the body of an incredibly fast runner, but also more than likely injury prone. Well, this dude, He Ji, he won the Beijing half marathon because these two dudes from somewhere in Africa, they're like, hey, let's give him a little send off for the host country. Let the Chinese guy win. Actually three African runners approached the finish line, at least one of the runners appeared to wave him ahead. I can see that the four individuals have great synergy, a live sports commentator said as they entered the final stretch. Throughout today's race, these four remain together consistently and maintain communication with each other. The Beijing Sports Bureau outlined that this is not good, that you cannot let someone win. This is the end of that race that's causing the controversy. It's well, who gives a shit if they want to let them win? Beijing Sports Bureau, this is how it panned out, outlined that this is not good, that you cannot let someone win. This is the end of that race that's causing the controversy.
Well, who gives a shit if they want to let him?
I've got another wormhole fucking up my brain. Time out.
Such an asshole.
Me and my wormholes. Now I don't even know where I'm at. What the fuck? Okay, now I got it. I swear. It's on Chinese Twitter. He said, go ahead, Chinese guy. See, I think this is a wonderful moment. That'd have been something if they let him get just far enough ahead and then they just kicked it in and slaughtered him. He doesn't even podium. This is like that scene in Ford versus Ferrari. So now the host country is pissed because they let him win. Three African runners clearly eased up and allowed He Ji to take first place. So what significance does such a first place hold? It would be more entertaining if the three people carried a sedan to send He Ji to the finish line. I don't know what that means. Long distance running is increasingly popular in China, particularly among the middle class, but cheating has been an issue. Well, I don't think anything was cheating here. I don't see what the big deal is, but China is kind of like a country that you probably don't want to rock the boat. He Ji, 25, aimed for the Paris Olympics this summer, set a national record at a marathon last month. All right. I was hoping that there'd be more to the story, like maybe they gunned him down at the end of it, but I don't think there was anything. My apologies. All right. In Tampa, Florida, the fire union president was shit-faced drunk, and then he had to take a pee. So he whipped out his ding-dong, and in front of a cop, didn't know he was in front of a cop. Cop says, what's up? And then the next thing you know, he's getting arrested. He actually said, don't you know who I am? Now, when has that ever worked out where a person has said, don't you know who I am? And then they said, no, who are you? And then, you know, you tell them or they say, yeah, I know who you are. It's never had a positive outcome. Okay. The union president for Tampa firefighters invoked his official position while appealing for cops to let him go after St. Petersburg, Florida, police watched him pee in a downtown parking garage. Quote, do you know who I am? Asked Nicholas Stocko to a cop. The cop said, nope. That's the risk you run. Nope. You can't do that. This might be the audio of it. I don't know.
So you're going to put me in this machine? Do you know who I am?
Nope.
Oh. Are you going to put me in this? You're going to put me in this thing?
That was great.
So you're going to put me in this machine? Do you know who I am?
Nope. He's got your ID.
Are you going to put me in this? You're going to put me in this thing?
Yeah.
It's a fortune, bro.
I feel it.
Never do it, yo.
I would never do that to you all. Yeah, you're a fucking firefighter. All right? Maybe if you were a cop, you might have a little life in you. But cops and firefighters, I mean, I guess they work together. But when I was watching the cops versus firefighters hockey game, the cops wanted to beat the firefighters' ass. Chris says, is that easy asking people if they watch the show? Yeah, I don't do that anymore. Ever. That has broke bad on me many times. Occasionally I'll get the, hey, so what is it? I hear you're still doing the podcast? And I go, a little here, a little there. I don't know. If they don't know outright, I will not explain it. Nothing like that. There's no explanation that's going to take place. If someone starts to ask me questions about what do you do right now? God, I remember you on the radio. What are you doing now? Oh, nothing. Making these French fries. I run into more people at Bosco's. Hey, are you still doing the Griffins? Yeah. What else? Nothing. This. Because if I have to say, well, I'm podcasting, they're going to be like, oh. And it's just so embarrassing. It's the worst. If they know and they bring it up, hey, I listen every day. Great. Let's have that conversation. But I gave that up years ago of trying to, hey, guess what I do? Yeah, whatever. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a fuck. Anyway, I would never do that to y'all. He soon added. Then he said, and that's not on the recording we just played, I work with you guys. I was taken to the police station, charged with disorderly intoxication, a misdemeanor. 10 days later, the charge against him was dropped. It's not clear what changed in the case. Uh-oh. I think a little home cooking. He was suspended from his position April 5th as a city fire inspector. All right. So that's about that. There's look at this dude. Oh, no. Aram says, just say I have a very successful podcast. Give it a listen if you have a chance. Oh, no way. I can't do that. Because it's successful relatively to me personally. That's about it. He said, it's so unfortunate because at the end of the day, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, you did, said the cop. No, I didn't, said Stocko. Yeah, seriously, dude, come on. Courtney Love is in the news. She is, she's speaking out on, of all people, Taylor Swift. There's a meme going around, or a tweet of hers, a quote, and whoever tweeted it here wrote, she may have killed Kurt Cobain, but Courtney Love is spitting straight facts about hashtag Taylor Swift. This is what Courtney Love is saying about Taylor Swift. Quote, Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls. And she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist. That sounds very jealous to me. That sounds like horse shit, frankly. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan in any way. I personally don't find her music interesting. Her music. But you can't tell me she's not interesting as an artist. This is like the biggest thing ever. How could you possibly say, are you telling me that the billions of people that like her don't find her interesting? Everything about her is interesting. That might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. That's like saying that Courtney Love does not have a huge vagina because it's been shanked out so many times by various fucking wiffle ball bats. Fuck that shit. That's a dumb comment. It doesn't matter if you're sick of her. It doesn't matter if it but that's a dumbass thing to say. Linda says this coming from the former lead singer of a band called Hole. Uh-oh. Somebody's crying again. What is it? What is it, big girl? All right. I'm going to go let her out. I'm out of gas anyway. My shoulder hurts. That's a stupid-ass thing to say by Courtney fucking Hole or Love or whatever the fuck her name is. And I'm no fan of Taylor Swift. I mean, I don't dislike her, but come on. All right, folks, thank you so much. Talk to you down the road, by the way. Look at that hair. Look at that hair. See ya. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Kristen Blatt and I do Who Are These Broadcasters in 14 minutes. Thank you, and bye-bye. Oops. Fuck that shit up. All right, now I'm saying goodbye. See ya.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.